This year's festival at Basket Range will be held on Saturday. The festival will be celebrating the producers of artisan wine, food and music in the Adelaide Hills. Joining us now to tell us a bit about the festival is organiser Alex Hestwell.
Hey, how you doing, mate?
Good, thank you. And we've also got Aiden in as who's performing at the festival, I understand.
Yes, that's right.
So what are some of the main attractions lined up for this year's festival?
Well, similar to last year, so it's a festival of kind of the Basque Range region and a lot of the winemakers from that area. So they're all kind of natural winemakers, low intervention, small batch kind of producers. So the idea is it's a producers festival and the 16 of the local winemakers will be there showing their wines, tasting their wines and, yeah, the availability to talk to them directly and buy their product and sit down and drink it.
What sort of atmosphere does this festival usually hold? Because it sounds a bit like you sort of mingle and enjoy some great local food and wine, and then you've also got music at the same time.
It's kind of like almost like a folk festival, or it's got elements of like a food and wine festival, but I'm really passionate about the music side of things, so we want to turn it into like kind of a folk festival, almost like a world music kind of festival that promotes like culture of that region and the Adelaide Hills region. And
Wom Adelaide Hills.
That would be the idea in a few years, yeah.
What sort of culinary delicacies will be on offer?
So we've got Shannon Fleming, who's an ex-Arana chef from the Arana restaurant. So he's a pretty amazing chef and has his own catering business now. And we just approached him late last year and said, do you want to be involved as the main kind of caterer? And we directly wanted him to source products from the Adelaide Hills. So all the produce will be things he's found and harvested and put together. So there'll be everything from meat to vegan food, savoury pancakes, paella, the whole lot, but all kind of designed to be part of the Adelaide Hills produce. So,
who are some of the artists you've got performing at the festival?
So we've got 12 bands. We've got Aiden Jazzy Jones, who's here in the studio, which will be performing shortly. Naomi Keat, I'm sure a lot of you have heard of, amazing singer. Abby Howlett is an old Adelaide artist that lives in Melbourne now. She also played Wom Adelaide this year. Dave Blumberg and the Marabee Band, which previously known as Dave Blumberg and the Rock Orchestra, which are a pretty big 8-piece outfit that'll be rocking out. We've got a band from New Orleans that are kind of street ragtime kind of folky band that are actually coming back for the festival as well, which would be pretty impressive. We've got ukulele bands, we've got town orchestras, the whole lot. So,
speaking with Alex Hestwell, one of the organisers of the Basket Range Festival in the Hills this Saturday. Now, this is at Basket Range Oval, just past your Radler, and what's the time frame this is running till?
So it starts at midday and it finishes at 8 o'clock, so it's quite a kind of family-friendly festival. And we've got a bus service leaving from the CBD that'll be going up to the festival oval. But just a reminder, tickets for the buses will only be available till tonight online. So if you do want to get a bus there and back, just get online now so we can organise how many buses we need. But yeah, it's a pretty seamless service. So get dropped off there at midday and get picked up and return to the city before 9 o'clock, ready for bed.
So we've got one of the artists, Aiden's, in the studio today. Would you be able to give us a sample of your music?
Yeah, absolutely. This song's called Ain't Got No Use. Ain't got no place in this world anymore.